What if I told you that I have found the three funniest mayoral scandals in New York City of all time?
That I hope they involve Giuliani at some point.
Better than Giuliani.
Oh.
Ooh. Welcome to Never Not New York, the podcast that brings you good politics. And by good politics, I mean good stories from politics.
We are so political. Well, I'm Never Not Noah.
I'm Never Not Eliza, and we are friends and neighbors in New York City, bringing you a little slice of the life that we are actually living.
Yeah, you can find us on Instagram as Never Not NY.
TikTok, Twitter.
And you won't find us running for mayor.
Maverick for mayor.
Oh, I will vote for him.
I'm Mav for mayor. I made him an Instagram.
Aww. Yeah, but not us.
Never. Let's get down to the brass tacks.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm going to save my favorite one for last.
Okay.
Okay, this first one, John Lindsay. It's 1969. He's mayor. There is a giant blizzard, okay? More than a foot of snow at first. Up to 20 inches of snow.
Wow.
That's a lot of snow. Queens was, you guessed it, neglected. There were some parts that did not get snowblown at all. Like, no one plowed the streets.
Oh my God.
So he's like, you know, maybe I should go check it out.
Yeah, see the rage of the neighbors.
Yeah, he's not going to go plow the streets. That's crazy. He's probably wearing a nice suit, nice shoes, wingtips, you know?
Yeah, just waving his hand like, how are you doing?
Yeah, just scope out the scene, see what's happening. People are not happy.
I mean, I can't imagine. Yeah.
People are mad. Some people are booing.
I mean, they're from Queens. Like, yeah.
Not quiet. No yeah. Wallflowers.
No. Nope.
One woman, though, goes, you know what? You are a wonderful man. Oh. Probably Republican. And he responds and he goes, you are a wonderful woman. Not like those fat Jewish broads up there and pointed at these women in a building.
Oh my God. Imagine him telling that in the Upper West Side.
Oh my God. He would have been dragged through the street.
Yeah, oh my God.
Skinned.
Yeah.
It did nearly bring down his entire campaign.
I bet. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, so stupid to say that, first of all, if you're a politician.
Oh my God, I know.
You know, and second, it's like so rude.
So rude as a person. And then like also much worse if you're like trying to get reelected.
Yeah.
But guess what?
What?
He did.
No way. Yeah.
Was that even... I'm guessing there weren't a lot of people from Queens voting for him.
And I guess many people agree with him. Badly.
So bad. I know, right?
That's bad.
This next one is a little bit further back in time.
Okay.
1932.
Wow, that's old.
Jimmy Walker.
Jimmy Walker.
Jimmy Walker was from Greenwich Village.
Oh, fancy.
His dad was like a longtime politics guy.
Uh-huh.
Wanted his son to work in politics, be a lawyer.
It was like the Kennedys of the...
Totally.
Greenwich Village.
But Jimmy Walker did not want to be a politician. He wanted to be a musician.
Oh, this is the typical story where the frustrated artist cannot get what he wants.
Uh-huh.
Well, that never turns out well.
Never, never. So, at the time, he has a wife.
Okay.
And he has a well-known mistress.
Oh,
Betty
okay.
Compton.
Nice, juicy.
She was also a Ziegfeld girl, if you remember.
Oh, like our favorite ghost.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's not being a very honest mayor.
Okay.
As it happens.
Surprise, surprise, he had a mistress and he's not a honest person. Who could have thought?
He is embezzling a lot of money from the city.
Oh.
And no one really notices until the stock market crashes. And then they're like, how is there millions of dollars going into the funds? Yeah. Basically, it was more than $1 million, which would be $21.5 million now.
That's a lot of money. But I guess the mistress got nice jewelry. At least,
probably.
I hope.
Well, I hope so. The other interesting thing at the time, FDR is trying to be president.
Oh, okay.
So everyone's like finding out the scandal and basically FDR catches wind.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, this is what's going to get me the presidency. I'm going to make this guy leave office. I'm going to be a hero.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. So he talks to Jimmy Walker, who is like, fine, I'll leave. Whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, because he didn't care about politics, really.
So instead of just leaving office, he leaves the country. He jets off to Europe with his mistress only, leaves the wife behind.
Of course. Of course.
And he just hangs out and has a great time until the charges kind of disappear.
I mean, yeah, not a great politician, but he's not stupid.
Not stupid. And what do you think he did?
He maybe bought a chateau in France.
He came back to the US and decided to run Majestic Records.
Oh, yeah, the frustration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his artistic career.
Yeah.
Well, it worked out well for him.
It worked out great for him.
Yeah.
But let me tell you my favorite story of all these three.
Oh, I can't wait.
2009.
Oh, very recent.
Well, compared to 2009.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, compared to
the previous ones.
Yeah. And the other one. Bloomberg.
Oh, I know him. No, personally. No.
Besties?
Yeah.
So he makes the annual trek, as all the mayors do, to the Staten Island Zoo to get the seasonal answers from a caged groundhog.
I'm not going to judge traditions. I know some people kiss frogs.
Yeah, that's true.
Or lick them to have a nice trip.
Disgusting.
Yeah. So, I mean, why not consult with animals about the weather? It's a nice tradition.
Okay, so they finally get this groundhog out of the cage.
They're so cute, by the way.
They're cute. They're kind of hefty, actually. Oh. Heavy kind of looks like a groundhog.
Oh, no, come on.
Okay, fine. The groundhog is out of the cage. Bloomberg is right there. What does the groundhog do? He goes and he takes a giant chomp out of his finger.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, of
he
course.
Bites him.
I mean, you're taking a groundhog from his winter sleep
a
out.
Nice nap, yeah.
Yeah.
Cozy.
So he's angry.
He's angry. Also,
understandable.
He's caged in Staten Island.
Yeah, he's angry.
He's not happy.
No.
Not thrilled. So he bites his finger, and what does Bloomberg do?
I don't know. He got the rabies.
He says, the terrorist rodent. It's a terrorist rodent that could have very well been trained by Al-Qaeda.
Oh, God. Of course. This rodent has been in Iraq, being trained.
He has been trained. He has special forces.
In the desert. He has, like, this cute little pistol hidden somewhere. Yeah.
And then you know what it turns out?
What?
Bloomberg's wearing gloves.
Oh. He's wearing gloves? Sorry, Bloomberg. You're like a delicate
baby.
Flower, apparently.
The terrorist rodent. I think that's a good insult. I want to start calling people terrorist rodent.
Terrorist rodent.
I mean, well, I mean, I think there are some in the rats.
The rats. Some of the rats are so big and so skillful that I'm like, you know, they can dominate the world.
Oh my God. I saw a rat that was the size of a cat, like an actual cat.
Oh, yesterday there were two rats in the street.
Yeah.
I was walking. They Great. Were huge. One of them.
How big? Huge.
Huge, like Chihuahua size.
Oh God.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't like that.
One was clearly a rat because it was closer to me. The other one was like far away. And behind her, the rat, I don't know, behind it, I don't know if it was her or him.
They, them, don't gender.
There was a lady with a dog. So I could see the lady in the leash, but from my point of view, it looks like the leash was going to the rat. So I assume I was just seeing a rat and behind a chihuahua because I could see like a leash. And no, it happens to be like a second rat and it was just a lady behind.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, that's also a rat.
So funny.
Yeah. Yeah. It was scary.
Did she see the rat?
No, she was like minding her own business.
Of course.
With her dog.
Very New York.
Yeah.
I guess our conclusion here is that you can be any kind of mayor you want.
Yeah.
In New York City, just be true to yourself.
Yeah, I'm just surprised Giuliani hasn't been mentioned because he's never done giving us a fun moment.
We should probably have a part two.
Yeah, yeah.